The Atlantic Coast Conference has seen its share of postseason Cinderella stories in baseball, but never quite like this. A first-year league entrant that finished dead last in the regular season standings now has a chance to do the unthinkable, reach the semifinals of the ACC tournament. The Cal Golden Bears have found their game at just the right time. After adjusting to a new schedule that included thousands of extra travel miles, Cal is now 2-0 in the ACC tournament and playing with house money. Now they get their shot at the top seed. Georgia Tech has had a bit of a storybook season in its own right. After legendary head coach Danny Hall announced earlier in the year that this would be his swan song, the Yellow Jackets captured their first ACC regular season title since 2011 and their first outright crown in 20 years. Now the Ramblin' Wreck has its sights on one more ACC tournament championship for their longtime skipper and a chance to host the NCAA regionals next week. After a couple of marathon days of terrific baseball in the Bull City, we have reached the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament. It's the number 16 seed, California Golden Bears, taking on the number 1 seed, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Dave Pulaski. Tate McKee into his windup, and the first pitch is over on the inside corner for strike one. Underway at 3:02 p.m. to begin this quarterfinal Thursday. Cal at 24-30 on the season. Georgia Tech 39-16. Cal in the all-gray road uniforms with a navy blue cap, navy blue socks, and the mustard gold block C on the front of their caps. Georgia Tech with the home white uniforms today. They spell out jackets in script across the front in navy blue. Georgia Tech with navy blue caps with a Vegas gold brim and the Vegas gold interlocking GT on the front outlined in white. Who now delivers a 3-1. Fastball chopped to the shortstop, Alex Lodice. Fields it chin high. And that's the final out of the inning as Cal goes 1-2-3 on three ground balls. Golden Bears go scoreless in the top of the first. Now it's Georgia Tech's turn. On the mound for Cal is right-handed sophomore J.J. Hollis. He has no record this year, making his eighth appearance and only his third start. A 3.95 ERA in 13 2/3 innings. Has eight strikeouts and four walks. As he'll be facing Drew Burris, 3.43 batter on the season. And the first pitch is over on the outside part of the plate for strike one. Hollis winds and deals. And Burris hits it high and deep to left field. Turning, looking, and that ball is gone. Over the blue monster in left field. And one batter in, Georgia Tech takes a 1-0 lead over Cal. Home run number 17 on the year for Drew Burris. As that gets the famous Durham Bull snarling and spouting smoke out of its nose next to the left field foul pole. Now the 2-2. Change up, line drive into right field, and that is going to land in front of Jacob French for a base hit. Kent Schmidt, a good at-bat, fouling off a couple of two-strike pitches, and then is able to guide it over the second baseman's head into right field for a single. Kyle Lodice, the only upperclassman in the starting lineup for Georgia Tech. Lots of sophomores, a few freshmen, but he's the only junior. And he hits a high fly ball out to center field, chasing Kadama back to the warning track, to the wall. He leaps, and it clears the fence. Kyle Lodice, a two-run homer, and the Yellow Jackets extend the lead to 3-0. And Georgia Tech playing in their first game in this ACC tournament, showing no signs of rust whatsoever. And now the 2-2 offering. Fastball, and that one is drilled high and deep to right field. Forget about it. Solo blast all the way up onto the concourse, clearing the blue seats in right field. A moonshot from Caleb Daniel, and it's 4-0 Georgia Tech. 108 miles an hour off the bat, and it traveled 427 feet. An absolute bomb from Caleb Daniel. First pitch swinging, and Handren lifts it to deep right center field. Heading to the gap is Burris, and he's going to track it down on the warning track, two steps in front of the fence. Hustling back to first base is Jacob French as Burris able to cover his ground and take away a potential extra base hit. Now another 3-2. Swing and a miss. Went to the breaking ball on 3-2. Campbell waves and misses. And Tate McKee dials up two scoreless frames to begin Georgia Tech's ACC tournament. The mantra in the Georgia Tech dugout between innings, don't get too comfortable. As they hold a 4-0 lead here over the 16-seed Cal. 2-2 pitch. And that one got a piece of his left arm. And Alex Burge finds his way on base yet again here in Durham. A leadoff hit by pitch. And now the first pitch to Advincula is hammered to left field, falling. That's going to drop for a base hit. Handled by Daniel, making the turn at third and stopping there is Burge. And the Golden Bears have a threat. Runners at the corners with one out. Now the 2-2. There goes the runner. Pitch is low. Throw down to second base. Dive and safe. Stolen base number 12 from Jared Advincula. And now Dominic Smaldino will try and dent the scoreboard for Cal. Swings at the first pitch. Drills it out to right field. Hernandez back to the warning track. Right at the face of the fence. Makes the one-handed catch in front of the chain links. And that will do it for Cal in the top of the third inning. Dominic Smaldino sends the ball 374 feet, but the ball is caught right at the wall. Georgia Tech in search of their 40th win this season. Currently, D1 Baseball has them as the last regional host for the NCAA tournament. Tate McKee has shown the confidence to go to the breaking ball with first base open and two strikes. Now the 3-2 pitch. There's the breaking ball. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. And after the opening leadoff single, Tate McKee strikes out the side. He's got five in the ballgame, and we're through 3.5 in Durham. Georgia Tech leading Cal 4-0. The stuffed baby Yoda is on the far end of the first base dugout for the Golden Bears. That has become a familiar symbol for them during this ACC tournament run. As the first pitch to Burge, swung on and stroked into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Clean line drive from Alex Burge, who has reached base both times today. A hit by pitch in the third inning. Now a single to start the fifth. Kadama's 0 for 1. And he swings at the first pitch, and he drills it into the left center field gap. Long run for Burge, and he gets there. Right at the edge of the warning track in front of the Blue Monster. He tracks it down about 370 feet away from home plate. Out number one. Great ground covered by Burris yet again. Now back to the top of the Cal order with Jared Advincula. Advincula, sophomore second baseman. Hits in the back of the left-handed box. First pitch swinging again. This one, a ground ball through the hole on the right side for a base hit. Rounding second is Burge. He's going to try for third. The relay throw is cut off. And Cal has runners at the corners with one down here in the fifth inning. Mutsaritas sends a slow chopping ball to shortstop. Handled by Lodis. Fires across to first. Gets Mutsaritas by a half step. Coming in to score is Alex Burge. And the Golden Bears are on the board. It's now a 4-1 game. Georgia Tech fans who are feeling confident in the early going now looking on a little bit nervously. Bases loaded, two outs in the frame. And the 1-2 to Schmidt. Swing and a miss. Got him with an off-speed pitch at 85 miles an hour. And Tate McKee able to strand the sacks full here in the fifth inning. Danny Hall saying earlier in the year that this would be his last, his 32nd year at Georgia Tech, 38th overall as a head coach. 1,448 wins. Ninth on the all-time college baseball list. 3-2, two outs. Runner at first. Georgia Tech up 4-1. McKee trying to get out of it yet again. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three. Backdoored the slider, and Kadama was frozen. After the leadoff single, three straight strikeouts, nine on the day for Tate McKee. First of two quarterfinal games that we have for you today. Winner of this game will take on the winner of our next contest, which will feature number 4 seed NC State and number 5 seed Clemson. Now the 1-1. Baker, bouncing ball to first base, fielded by Smaldino. He'll step on the bag, then fire to second, and that'll be a 3-6 double play to close out the frame. Nicely done by Smaldino as he fielded it one step in front of the bag, stepped on it himself. And then Mutsaritas is able to apply the tag on Daniel to end the inning. We head to the seventh in Durham. Cal's hanging around. Georgia Tech up 4-1. Number 16 seed trying to stay alive. Left-handed batter with an open stance and the 0-1. Hard ground ball to the right side. And that goes off the glove of Will Baker. Throws to first. It's too late. And Advincula is on to lead off the seventh. Now McKee from the stretch. There goes the runner. Pitch ends up missing for a ball. Advincula dives in head first safely with a stolen base. His second swipe of the afternoon. Now the 2-2. And Hoffman swings and misses. And another nasty slider. That is strikeout number 10 for Tate McKee. And there's one down here in the seventh. And here comes Danny Hall, and he's going to make a signal to the bullpen. Tate McKee will exit the game to a standing ovation from the Yellow Jacket fans here in Durham. 10 strikeouts, giving up one run and 8 hits, responsible for the runner at second. Patel from the first base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch and delivers the 0-1. And that one is lined, and that's going to find its way in the hole for a base hit. Advíncula rounds third. He's hustling for home. Throw to the plate comes in. It's up the first baseline and cut off. Cal gets an RBI single from Dominic Smaldino, and it's a 4-2 game. This Golden Bear team just won't quit. Carl Schmidt from Petaluma, California. Redshirt freshman. Played at Texas A&M last year. It takes a called strike 3 on the outside corner. 82-mile-an-hour slider. Schmidt looks back at home plate umpire Adam Dowdy, who says, yep, it got the dish. And Patel is able to avoid further damage here in the seventh. 3-2. And Rogers sends it high and deep to center field. Kadama going back to the wall, leaps, and that ball's gone! Drew Rogers, a solo homer into the plants in dead center field. And the Yellow Jackets extend the lead to 5-2. Georgia Tech, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. 4 of those 6 hits have been home runs. Cal with 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have stranded 9 on base. Skied out to right field, going back to the warning track, and at the wall, looking up, and that ball is gone. It's going to carry over the fence for Alex Hernandez in a solo homer. That wind continues to blow out to right field as Hernandez finds the jet stream, and that is home run number 5 for the Jackets this afternoon. They lead 6-2. And now the payoff pitch, and Lackey strokes it toward the left center field gap. Long run, trying to reach it, diving, missing it is Ethan Kadama. Ball rolls around at the outfield fence. Lackey's heading for third. He's going to turn and try to score. Lackey coming around, the relay throw to the plate. He dives, he's safe, and inside the park home run for Georgia Tech to take a 7-2 lead. Home run number 6 comes in an unconventional manner as Ethan Kadama made a head-first dive, came up empty. Ball rolled around on the warning track for seconds, and that gave Lackey a chance to circle the bases. Now the 1-2. And this one is ripped down the right field line, falling fast. It's going to drop for a base hit. Cut off before the warning track by Jacob French. He hustles it back in as Daniel will stop at first base. Golden Bears with a memorable run here in this 2025 ACC tournament. Made the 2,800-mile trip from Berkeley to Durham worth it, winning their first 2 games ever in ACC tournament play. But right now they're in danger. Runners at first and second as Piper misses down low. Ball 4. Kirst draws the walk. The temptation is always there to walk a guy like Burris with first base open in this spot, but Kent Schmidt on deck is hitting an even 400 for the season. Now the pitch. Burris swings and drills it high and deep to left field, going back, and that ball is going to clear the bull. A home run over the left field fence, and that's going to bring the Bulls snort out once again. Yellow Jackets on a 3-run blast by Burris, his second of the game. It's now 10-2 Georgia Tech. That ball arched over the Durham Bulls' back. He missed out on a stake, but he gets 3 ribeyes. Georgia Tech with 7 home runs today has tied an ACC tournament record. Louisville slugged 7 in 2021 with Georgia Tech's ACC regular season title this year, their first since 2011, their first outright since 2005. Danny Hall has now won 6 ACC regular season titles. Now trying to get their first tournament title since 2014. And now the Cal Golden Bears down to their final 3 outs in what has been a memorable stay here in the Triangle. Their first ever ACC tournament, winning 2 games as the number 16 seed, finishing dead last in the conference in the regular season. Right now they are in danger of having their season come to an end. Now the 1-2. Swings and hits a soft line drive into right field. That's going to fall for a pinch hit. So a 1-out single for Ryan Taman, 2-1. Ground ball ranging into the hole at short is Lodies. Fires across the diamond to first, and getting there is Jacob French. sniffing out an infield single. That's his third infield hit of the day, his fourth hit of the ball game, and Cal sees it, stays alive. Runners at first and second, two outs. And the 1-2 to Schmidt. Fastball, ground ball to the right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Rounding third is Taman. He's going to come in to score. The throw goes to second. An RBI single by Carl Schmidt. And once again, this Golden Bears team just doesn't quit. RBI single for Schmidt. It's now 10-3. Golden Bears still down to their final strike. The 1-2. Popped up left side of the infield. Ranging over Carson Kearse in foul territory. Makes the catch. Georgia Tech gets its 40th win of the season, and they advance in the semifinals of the ACC tournament, powering their way past Cal 10-3. The Yellow Jackets tie an ACC tournament record with 7 home runs, and they dispose of the Golden Bears as the ACC regular season champions, now one step closer toward a tournament title. Georgia Tech moves to 40-16 on the season. They remain firmly in the conversation for an NCAA regional host spot. Cal, a memorable trip to Durham for the ACC tournament, winning 2 games, defeating Miami and Wake Forest, before going down here today to the Yellow Jackets. Their season comes to an end at 24-31.